Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, South Carolina. And if you need a realtor in the Greenville area, you can find all of my contact information in the show notes. And please, or if you just want to talk about the show, okay, feel free to reach out that way as well. Please, as a reminder, as always, like the show, subscribe to the show so you don't miss it in the future, support it, leave a little review, rating, any of those things. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it from you guys. Today, we're going to be showing, I'm going to be showing you guys some new technology that was released by the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors just this past week. Now, I'm recording this on Labor Day, actually, so happy belated Labor Day. I'm recording this on Labor Day. Probably will release this on, let's see here, either the 10th or the 17th. I'm not yet sure how my schedule is going to play out, but I wanted to go ahead and get this recorded while using this software is fresh on my mind. This would be a great episode to watch on YouTube if you can. I am going to make it digestible for audio consumption as well. But basically, GJR released, this is basically Christmas for me, software called InfoSparks. This InfoSparks gives me access to real-time data on the market, which is incredible, right? So you guys know that I analyze the market. When GJR puts out the market stats, the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors puts out the market stats every month, we go over that. That's been a staple of the show for a long time. I know a lot of people that listen to the show specifically for that episode. Realtors, as well as just other investors, people that are just interested in the market in general, listen to that. Well, now I have access to real-time data, unlike any time before, for specifically for the Greenville market. I want to make sure that you guys are clear on this in case other people get onto this and think I'm talking about the U.S. market as a whole. No, this is specifically the Greenville, South Carolina market. I do have access to other markets in this software within South Carolina, but we don't care about those, right? We just care about Greenville, at least for the purposes of this episode. Now, what we're going to be doing is I want to answer the question with this data on why it feels like a buyer's market right now. And listen, it does feel like a buyer's market right now to a lot of people. A lot of people feel that way. In fact, someone at my company recently declared it is a buyer's market, which is interesting because not the traditional metrics that we use to determine if it's a buyer's market or not would tell us that it's a seller's market. It doesn't feel that way. Why? Why does the way it feel not match up with the data? Well, I've hinted to you guys and talked to you guys for a while about that I believe that new home construction is playing a role in that, and I'm going to prove it on this episode. Now, before we dive into the data, which if you're looking on YouTube, you can already get a little bit of a glimpse and a preview of what I'm looking at, but before we dive into this data, I want to make sure that you understand a very important thing, because there are three different terms, and I may use them all in the show, but they are synonymous. They're usually used in different contexts, but they can be used synonymously. And the three terms are previously owned homes, resales, and existing homes. Those all speak to the same thing, and they all speak of the same thing, which is any home that is sold that is not new construction, okay? It could be called a previously owned home, it could be called a resale, it could be called an existing home. In InfoSparks, they call it previously owned, okay? That the technical, like if you're in the economic world, they call it existing homes. And then if you're a realtor like me, we tend to call it resales. I'll probably be using all of those as part of this discussion. All right. So why does it feel like a buyer's market? And what does new construction have to do with this? We're going to start with this, okay? There has been a huge spike in new listings in recent years. So we're looking at currently all construction types. You can see a very, very big spike has happened in new listings in 2025. So for those that are listening that can't see this, May of 2025 had 2,710 new listings. Now, by the way, I got trained on how to use this InfoSpark software. They told us that some of the data might not perfectly match the data that's produced by the Greenville Realtor Association. Data isn't exactly like black and white, okay? You'd think that it is, but there is some process by which data has to be culled and where it can be slightly different. So if you're comparing this to GJR reports or to previous podcasts, some of these numbers might be a little bit different. But 2,710 new listings at the high point of our year this year, which was May, that compares to the high point of last year, April 2024 was the high point last year, which was 2,267. So that's a huge, huge spike. That's That's nearly a 10% spike, I believe. No. That's nearly a 20% spike year on year for the top end of the market. And in general, it is way higher than we've seen any other years. Now, if we break this out between previously owned homes and new construction, this is where you can really start to see what's going on here. Here's the story that I want to paint for you guys. For starters, we've got data that shows, you can see new home construction has been, which is at the bottom of the graph, has been rising at a rate in terms of new listings that previously owned homes, that resales have not been growing at. But you also need to consider this, is that there's a lot of shadow inventory with new construction as well, because a lot of builders don't put their homes into the multiple listing service, okay? And so we've got some of this inventory captured into the multiple listing service, but a lot of the new home construction is not even in here. So these numbers for new construction are actually depressed in comparison to what they probably should be right now. And even with the on MLS listings, here is the thing that I want you guys to look at. The ratio of previously owned new listings to new construction new listings is basically 2-1. So in August of 2025, the most recent month we have, new listings for resales was 1,506. Resales for new construction was 799, okay? So the ratio was less than 2-1 from resale to new construction. Compare that to just a couple of years ago, 2021, at the peak month of that year was July, and the peak month of that year, resales had 1,544 new listings, new construction had 523. So the ratio was basically 3-1. And that tracks for many, many months up until the past few years. If you go back even further, the ratio was even higher, like April of 2016, which was the high point of that year, 2016. Previously owned new listings was 1,455. New construction was 259. Okay, that is a huge, huge, huge difference. So historically, the ratio had been more like 4-1 or 5-1. And now it's 2-1. For every two homes, for every two resales that come on the market, one new construction home is coming on the market. And this is creating a massive impact. Here's the other thing that we need to consider here, okay? So August of 2025, again, I already said there were 1,506 resale new listings. Let's compare that to, I don't know, let's go back 10 years to August 2015. August 2015 had 1,210 homes that were resales that came on the market. Okay, so a difference of, oh gosh, what's the, I don't know what the percent is here. Hold on, that's about a, let's just call it a 20-ish% increase. Okay, it's not a huge increase over the course of 10 years. But if you look at August 2025 for new construction, it was 799. You look at August 2015, new construction was 250. That's an increase of over 300%. I can do that math in my head real quick. That's an increase of over We're over 300% more than what we were just 10 years ago. So whereas we're a fraction higher for August 2025 on resale inventory versus 2015, not inventory, but new listings, we are in multipliers when it comes to new construction. That's really the main takeaway that you need to take away here. And so that is a huge difference. We're seeing new construction taking off way quicker and influencing the market way more than it ever has before. And that's why it feels like a buyer's market, right? That's one of the reasons, because people that are selling their homes, they're not selling new construction, they're selling resales. They're selling previously owned homes, right? They're the ones that own it. And so this is what's happening in our market today, is that we're having new construction is just taking up so much more. We're so much more of the inventory, so much more of the market. Let's look at homes currently on the market. Let's see here. Homes for sale. It's going to tell us a very, very similar story here. So you can see there were some weird things that happened around the pandemic. That was just, we just had no inventory at all, right, around the pandemic. Basically toss out that data. Let's just look at again, August 2025. Previously owned homes, we have 3,423 for sale, according to this data. New construction, 2,201. Okay, so the gap between them is, there's basically a 1,200 and change inventory gap between them. And how has that changed from previous years? Well, basically, if you go back to when the market was like healthier, back in like 2017, back in 2016, the ratio of, again, resales to new construction traditionally was way more than 2-to-1 when it came to active inventory. But right now where we're at, again, 3,400 compared to 2,200 resales to new construction. That's less than a 2-to-1 ratio. We have had a higher ratio for a long time until things got really tight during the pandemic, and they are still really tight, okay, in that regards. The ratio, the percentage of homes that are currently for sale on the market, it's one of the highest ratios of new construction versus previously owned homes that we've ever seen. And, you know, here you can see the chart is still going up. It still appears perhaps that it's continuing to go up in the month of August into September for new construction, whereas it appears that we've already peaked. We already peaked in July for previously owned homes. So we could see this margin get even tighter. Let's look at home sales, closed sales. All right, now, this one is one of the most interesting ones to me. Because if you look at this, you can see, again, if you're on YouTube, you can see very clearly that the existing homes sales peaked in June 2021 and have basically been going down since then. Now, 2025 was better than the last 2 years in terms of at least our peak, but it's nowhere near what we saw in June 2021. Contrast that with new construction, which had their highest month all time in terms of closed sales this year in March 2025, and this entire year has been elevated. And the March, we're seeing seasonality in the month of August, both resales and new construction have come down a bit in the month of August. August was very slow. If you're selling a home, that's the reality of the situation. But this is crazy. New construction is setting records in terms of sales, whereas we are way, way below the peak when it comes to resale homes. And there is a really, really easy explanation for this, all right? I'm going to tie this all together with this one little chart. Sales price. Look at this baby. We have a very rare thing happening right now in the market, and that is we have had an inversion from the standard where new construction is always more expensive than previously owned homes, and that chart has inverted for the majority of this year, and it's currently inverted. New construction right now, the median is $309,900, whereas the median price for a previously owned home is $335,000. That is insane. Because, again, we're not talking about that the ratio, like most of these others, we're talking about that the ratio of resales to new construction has shrunk. In this case, the ratio has inverted. Whereas new construction is always more expensive than resales, right? We have one other time that this inverted, and that was in June 2021. What did we just say? That was a weird month, right? That was a weird time of the year. That was the peak for existing home sales. That was the peak of the pandemic frenzy of home buying. That was when mortgage rates were at their lowest point that they pretty much ever went to, okay? That was an odd time. Guess what? Now is an odd time. We have had basically inversion since May of 2024. For most months since May of 2024, new construction has been cheaper than previously owned homes. Why would you buy a previously owned home if you can buy new construction for $25,000 cheaper? Well, there could be some reasons, right? Maybe bigger lot sizes, maybe like the quality of construction with the older homes better. There could be reasons, but I'm telling you, there are so many people right now that I am personally dealing with, and if I'm dealing with it, I know many others are. They start out looking at homes that are not new construction, and they end on new construction because how can they not buy a brand new home that's cheaper? And unless the new construction simply doesn't match what they're looking for, which is mostly people that want no HOA or that want more land, or that, you know, are very picky about the quality of construction or want a crawl space versus a slab, things like that. Unless you're one of those, if you're looking to buy right now, you have to seriously consider, particularly if you're on a budget, you have to seriously consider new construction because of this chart that I'm showing you guys right now, that is cheaper than resale. This is one of the craziest charts. I've been showing you guys charts for years upon years. This is perhaps, when I pulled this up, my mind exploded. I could not believe what I was looking at because it's so rare to see this. I'm going back all the way to 2008. It's never happened. In all of the data that we have, which goes back to 2008, we've never seen this happen before until 2021. It happened for like 2 months in 2021, and now it's basically the new norm since May. Crazy, crazy time to be doing real estate. All right, I'm not done yet though. We're gonna look at month's supply of inventory. And this is another one that's pretty interesting, okay? Now, you'll see here, this is the chart that was inverted for a time, but back in the Great Recession. So this chart inverted, and I'll explain the inversion here in a second. It inverted during the Great Recession, and then it uninverted right around 2014. So what it normally should show, normally month supply for new construction is higher than previously owned homes. Normally there's more supply in comparison to the demand for new construction than there is for previously owned homes. The only time that wasn't the case was during the global financial crisis, when there was greater supply versus the demand for previously owned homes than new construction. There's a simple reason for that. Builders can stop building. They can create their own supply and demand dynamics by simply saying, you know what, nobody's buying right now, we're gonna stop building. Whereas people that need to move still have to put their home on the market. And so this is a dynamic that we see is that, you know, during the global financial crisis, new construction had fewer months of supply than previously owned homes, but it went back to normal, you know, and the normal trend is that builders, you know, they build up their supply a little bit and then And then let it sell out, and then they'll build up some more supply. And, you know, the standard that we had for a long time was that previously owned homes had around 3 months of inventory, and new construction had around 6 months of inventory. And that makes sense. Again, the rule of thumb traditionally is that 6 months of inventory is when you switch from a seller's market to a buyer's market. So it makes sense why builders would want around 6 months of inventory. That's like a neutral market. That's a good balance to find. Well, guess what we're at now? We're now at previously owned homes are at 3.6 months of inventory. New construction is at 4.3. Now, here's why that's really alarming. That's really alarming to me because the last time that inverted was the global financial crisis. And we are the closest, basically, this year is the closest we've come to that re-inverting since 2011. That's scary, right? That is an indicator of a buyer's market either being here or being right at the doorstep. And again, for this to happen, builders, they have their pulse on the market. And so it's they might be scaling back. If they stop building, we are going to see new construction supply is going to get tighter. And we could very well see this invert within the next few months. This is something I'm going to be tracking super duper closely. And this is what I keep telling you guys, okay? I know that this has been an interesting time to do real estate, and there's a lot of conflicting and competing opinions out there. But I'm telling you guys, we don't need to hit 6 months of inventory for it to feel like and to actually be a buyer's market, because we don't measure whether a market is a buyer or seller's market based on months of new construction inventory, but based on resale inventory. That is really what determines whether we're in a buyer or a seller's market at the end of the day. But when you have a market that's going upside down like this, where new construction is cheaper and at a similar level of months of supply as resales, then the resale market is no longer competing with itself, but with new construction. That's really, really important, right? Because typically when you put your home on the market, what are you looking at? You're looking at, what's my competition? How many of my neighbors have their homes on the market? How many people in the general area in this school district have their homes on the market? No longer is that the first thing you should be looking at. You actually need to be looking at, what are the new build communities in my neighborhood? Because those are the people that you're competing with more than ever is the builders. And I keep hearing over and over again, like I already said, why buy a lived-in home when I can get a new home, a brand new home, never lived in, with a home warranty and all sorts of cool new things for free, for cheaper than the existing homes market. It doesn't make sense for a lot of people, and it doesn't make sense for the market, right? This is why it's so hard to analyze what's happening in the market right now. But I'm telling you guys that we're really close to a buyer's market, and it's because of this dynamic. We may already be there. Again, it's really hard to measure because the traditional metrics do not work anymore. If you have any questions about any of that, please let me know. If you're looking to sell a home, be prepared. I'm going to have this discussion with you. We're not going to have an easy time. If you're looking to buy a home, you've got more options than you've had in a long time, although a lot of them are new construction, so you might not be happy about that. But I'm happy to help you. My contact info is in the show notes. Please reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. Please, if you like this content, subscribe and actually physically like it on YouTube or whatever podcast platform you're using. If you can leave a rating or review, that would be great as well. Thank you guys for listening. We will talk again next time.